Introducing the Heart Conviction Podcast with me as your host, Nina Palmer. Spirit-filled discussions, stories, and opinions from my time as a bondsman, pastor, and inmate on reality TV. Unapologetic conversations that will push boundaries, heal hearts, and hopefully add humor where it's been needed. We'll be facing hard truth topics with co-hosts and guests from the best to those society has outcast. Brace yourself because this isn't for the faint-hearted, but crafted to ignite, disrupt, and encourage. No topics too sacred, no heart too guarded. On church, relationships, society, pop culture, sexuality, our hearts, inner freedom, the fight between good and evil, travel, missions, incarceration, reform, love, hate, and the messy journey of pushing past spiritual comfort norms. It's hard being a human, and we're going to learn, grow, crack up, and hopefully renew our minds all at the same time. This might just make you question everything. Get ready for the unthinkable. This will not be your average podcast. Hard conversations start Monday, September 8th for the Heart Conviction Podcast, a Hopecast Network production.
Hey everybody, this is Ashley Arpel Steinbach, host of Locks of Laughs, Work Advice for Me, and of course, Movie Torture, aka I am the queen of the Hopecast Network. Or if you ask me, the queen bee. I hope you're all enjoying the amazing shows we have here on the Hopecast Network, and if you are, please don't forget to like and subscribe everywhere that you listen to or watch our podcasts.
This is the Hopecast Network. Stories and shows you actually want to listen to.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to another episode of Movie Torture, where we watch bad movies so you don't have to. As always, we have the man, the chief, the one who runs it all with the most smallest hands in the land, Mr. Baby Hands Brad. And with him, as always, is his trusty sidekick, who they call Tiny, but he's really big. The one that voices the intro, Mr. Jacob, and the myth, the legend, the one with the biggest presence, but yet we never get to see who he is, Mr. MTD. Now join us as we get to talk about Five Nights at Freddy 1. And two. What's up, everybody?
Jacob, this is our first ever episode where we've done back to backers in one. I'm conflicted. Are we gonna start this trend where we do? I feel like we're wasting an episode doing two. We should save another one for another episode because we've already watched both movies.
Hey, you know, this is a first, and I'm glad you brought it up because I was gonna bring it up. The fact that this is either like we are fully committed to this show for our lovely fans, okay? Or at this point, we've watched so many bad movies, we finally have just lost our marbles because we sat on Christmas, okay? On Christmas and watched both of these back to back.
That's what it was like.
That was our brains melting. Yeah.
I will say it was fun to watch a movie with you on Christmas. MTD says we are dedicated, and it's good to have MTD back. He's missed a couple episodes. Listeners,
he's back from the beach.
Upset. They don't like when he's not around. And I love MTD because I love to AI generate photos with MTD in them.
I'm having a feeling that MTD does not share that same love.
We had a phone call, and I sent one to Jacob and him of him on the bed with the VR goggles on. And he's like, I never took that photo. How did you get it? I don't remember ever sitting on the bed and taking it. I'm like, Dad, it's fake. It's a fake photo. You're not real. But it looks just, Jacob, it looks like him, right?
It does look like MTD. It does.
Did you like the roller coaster photo I sent today?
That was my favorite. He looked like he was having such a great time.
MTD, did you like the roller coaster photo that I sent you this week, or today? He looked like he's having a blast today on the roller coaster waiting for the show to start.
I feel like I'm on a roller coaster every time I have to watch movies for this show.
Oh my gosh. I think my wife is concerned about me because she's like, why don't you just start watching good movies, Brent? And she doesn't understand why we tough through these movies.
It's for our fans. It's absolutely for the fans. We wouldn't do it if it wasn't for them.
Yeah, how can you and I and MTD call this show movie torture if we're watching great movies all the time? That's not torture.
Maybe, hold on though. Let's just flip this right on its head. Maybe the torture is not so much the movie that we're watching, but it's what the people go through when they have to listen to us talk about no matter what movie we're doing.
Well, I mean, no, my family doesn't listen to this show. My wife's like, you know, I'm not listening to your podcast, right? And I'm like, okay. So there's that. So I don't know. But MTD, we're doing Five Nights at Freddy's 1 and Deuce. What was the budget and what did these movies make? And Jacob, would you like for me to do my 1-minute synopsis?
You know I would love nothing more. It's my favorite part of the episode of waiting for you to give your synopsis.
Wait, guys, I failed to mention, we have a sponsor tonight.
this poor sponsor.
Yeah. Again, I don't understand what Legal's doing to us. They keep bringing these sponsors on for episodes. I'm glad they're getting them because it's paying the bills. It's giving us our salary to do this. But tonight, Jacob, are you tired of being a boring, hairless primate?
Well, first of all, I feel this is already very personal, so I'm very offended.
Is your current human skin just not reflecting the majestic neon blue wolf
you were
on the inside? Stop settling for itchy polyester suits that smell like a gym locker. It's time to upgrade your DNA. Introducing Genetic Fur Solutions, the only sponsor brave enough to bridge the gap between taxpayer and apex predator. Our pretend biofluff technology allows you to sprout a premium hand-washable coat in under 30 seconds. Whether you're a standard husky or a hybrid dragon deer with glow-in-the-dark paw pads, we've got you covered. Stop dreaming about the conversations and start becoming the conversation.
So,
use the code POSITIVE for 15% off your first snout sculpting kit. Genetic Fur Solutions, because being a human is way more fun. But we're not done. We have another sponsor that goes along with this, Jacob. This one is called Glitz and Grizzly Bio Lube. Hey there, big boy. Are you tired of your human suit?
Oh, my goodness.
Are you feeling a little too beige? Does your skin scream unpaid intern at the Hopecast Network while your soul is roaring like a neon pink panther in a crop top? Honey, it's time to stop blending in and start becoming. This is Glitz and Grizzly's BioLube, the only serum that injects 100% pure Yaz-testosterone directly into your follicles. One application and poof, you've sprouted a mane so fluffy it's legally classified as a safety hazard at your local bar. Whether you're a glitter wolf, a sassy squid, or just a bear who wants to be, well, a literal bear, we've got the spectrum covered. Don't just walk in the club. Strut in with 400 pounds of premium Technicolor fluff. Use the code PRIDEPAWS for 69% off your first vial of Instant Otter. Glitz and Grizzly, let's get physical and let's get a little bit fuzzy.
Okay, so what I gathered here, our two sponsors are how to make ourselves permanent furries and then providing the equipment or the product to do those activities that come with being.
Okay, for MTD, when it says bear, it doesn't mean bears. We've had this conversation on this show before. They think it means, you know, guys, hairy guys. That's what I think it means. We're just saying. So if you're, I don't know why Legal keeps bringing these sponsors on. I'm confused.
Yeah, they're crazy. They're crazy.
They're crazy. But
anyways,
make sure you use their codes if you're interested. I'm not. I don't want to be a furry. And I don't want to be a fluff queen. So there is that.
So to start this off, Five Nights at Freddy, by and large, has a huge following.
Well, do you want me to read the synopsis?
Oh, yeah, we got your synopsis. I'm just saying, in general, as we get into this, Five Nights at Freddy has a massive following.
Okay, the first one, Child Endangerment, the movie. Meet Mike, a guy whose resume is just a series of I punched a guy in a mall. He lands a gig as a night guard at a pizza place that's been closed since the 80s because corporate health standards are apparently just suggestions. Instead of doing his actual job, Mike spends 90% of the movie entering REM sleep cycles to have visions of creepy kids. Eventually, he learns that the giant robot animals are powered by the ghost juice and the ghost of Matthew Lillard. The movie ends with a heart-pounding scene where the terrifying animatronics build a giant pillow fort, truly the stuff of nightmares. The sequel, Lornado, the Second Serving. Fast forward to a sequel that's 40% plot and 60% weight. Who is that character again? Although we didn't have that problem because we watched them back to back.
We did.
We moved to a new location with toy robots that look like they were designed by high-end iPad. Vanessa's back, still trying to explain the lore while looking like she's had 3 hours of sleep in 5 years. We get a flashback to 82 because this franchise treats linear time as a personal insult. The marionette shows up to be mysterious, somewhat gets bit, and the whole thing ends on a cliffhanger that implies we'll all be back in theaters in 2 years to figure out why a golden bear is judging our life choices. This is a movie that's the scariest part isn't jump scares. It's trying to explain the family tree to your parents afterwards.
Yeah. I mean, again, this has a huge following. And as you can see from MTD's numbers, these made a killing.
Budget first movie, 20 mil. Gross 291. Budget on the second one, 51 mil, gross 220. They're making another one. There's no way around it.
You would have to. You'd be dumb not to make another one at this point.
Oh, my.
But again, gosh. It has a fault. Like, I think, I can't remember what's first. Were they comic books? I know they are video games.
I think they're books. They're like novels for kids.
I think you're right. They're like little novels.
Although, weird novel. Like, if my kid was like, I'm going to read Five Nights at Freddy's about this creepy dude that kidnaps boys. I'm like, I don't think so, dude.
Yeah. And then, yeah, so they were books. Then they became very popular video games. And then they made these movies, which are also making tons of money.
I will say, though, I feel like a movie that came out before this one is a better version of this movie.
Ooh, what movie is that?
And it's called Willy's Wonderland. And
I don't know what kind of movies you're watching, Brad, but that doesn't sound like it's in the same genre.
You should watch it, Jacob. It's a requirement. You got to watch this movie. It's got Nicolas Cage in it. He plays a guy. He's like he's stuck in this place like Five Nights at Freddy's, an old gaming place. And Nicolas Cage speaks zero lines in the whole movie. Like, there's no talking from him. But these animatronics come to life and start killing. And it's a hard R. Like, this is not a kid's movie. I think it's better than this movie.
I would be way more scared of, what was the other movie called? Willy's Wonders?
Willy's Wonderland. Willy's Wonderland.
Willy's Wonderland than Five Nights at Freddy's.
Oh, you would like Willy's Wonderland. You'll watch it. You'll call me up. You'll be like, hey, bro, Willy's Wonderland's a good movie. It's a good movie.
Yeah, don't feel bad, MTD. These are fairly new, like really pretty recently. I don't think the Five Nights at Freddy's genre is old by any means.
No, yeah. Willy's Wonderland, let me see when it came out.
So basically, this dude, which is crazy. The premise of this movie is like, the guy is somehow the legal guardian of his sister because his brother, or so it keeps flashing back to his brother gets kidnapped. Okay. I'll have to take a look at it. Okay. His brother gets kidnapped when he was, then when they're both little kids, he blames himself. And he feels like the deep memories of his dreams are going to reveal who the person that kidnapped his brother is. So he has a little bit of an anger issue, just a small one, where he sees some dad in the mall grabbing this child, who then he chases down and starts beating the pulp out of, just to realize it was his own kid.
Oh, he's murdering that dude, right?
He was, yes. The other security guard.
Why is he not in jail?
Great question. And he would lose custody of his sister like immediately off of that, right?
You would think. I mean, the guy's punching a dad to death. And, like, the next scene, he's, like, looking for a new job.
Yeah.
This guy wants to work. I mean, I give him that. Like, he's not like, he's like.
Hold on. Whoa. Does he want to work? Because he gets this new job. And what's he doing the whole time?
Okay, you be the guy interviewing me for a job. This is what it's basically like. Yeah, so I'm here for a job.
All right. Well, I got this job. I'm just gonna be honest with you. Don't pay too well.
I like to punch people. Is there anybody there I could punch?
Well, no. Because you're kind of just, it's a night job.
I'm more of a day guy. I'm more of a day guy, not a night man.
Okay,
but I like my chicks at night, my work during the day.
Here's the real kicker. It's a night job, okay? But you're responsible to make sure no one ever enters this building.
Can I bring chicks in?
No, you can't bring nobody. You got to go by yourself. But here's the kicker. You got to understand the job. You're only being paid at night to be there at night. But when you're off during the day, you're also responsible for keeping people out there.
I like to sleep a lot. Is that again? I sleep because I like sleeping.
You can't be sleeping on the job. I mean, you got to be awake.
Do you have like video cameras where I can watch what's going on in the facility?
We do, but we're not paying attention to you. Like no one's checking up on you. We want someone independent.
You got nobody checking up, then I can sleep, right? Can I play video games?
You can't sleep or play video games, but it's an honor system. We trust that you're telling us the truth.
Can I do illegal gambling in the back of the house?
Again, you can't do anything of that. You have to be a legit person, but we honor the honor system here.
But I'm making good money, right?
No, you're making terrible money.
Why would I want this job?
Here's a catch, though. Here's a catch. There's this somewhat good-looking cop. She may stop by every once in a while.
Is she a 10?
A 7.
I only do 8s and above. So what do I do if this naggy cop knocks on the door? Do I let her in?
But she's, like, single. And you should let her in.
I have my sister who could be my daughter. I don't understand how the parents had her, but they did. I don't really, I don't have time for blonde chicks.
It's part of the job.
Okay, I'll take one for the team. Is there a cot? Is there a cot back there?
Nah, it's old and dirty.
Is she into furries? Because I know a cream I can put on right now and be a fuzz queen.
So that's basically how this goes. That's it.
Oh my gosh, that's the interview. It's so dumb, man.
He's like, I don't want your dumb job. I can't work nights.
You just punched a guy out, and now you're too good for work.
He 100% was. He's like, nah.
He's like, nah. I punched you out. I'm too good for that. I'm not doing it.
He's like, as the guy's like, dude, as the guy's going through, he's like, this is like your fourth job of losing your job because of anger issues and authority issues and assault issues. And he offers him a job. He's like, nah, that ain't for me.
I remember I quit a job. I told MTD this a while back. I quit a job in high school, and I worked 3 jobs in high school. And I remember MTD came in my bedroom one night, and he's like, hey, you worked 3 jobs already. I worked 3 jobs my whole life. Look at me. I'm like, wow. Yeah, because, like, great. You worked 3 jobs. I don't know. He's like, literally, I've been at the same job for like the last 25 years. And you're going to be going into your fourth now. I'm beating it. You're winning. I don't understand that. Like, I've always thought about that. Every job, I'm like, I'm adding to the job list. And MTD's making a list and checking it twice on me.
I have you beat because before I became a good person, a mature person, I had 12 jobs in 1 year.
You hear that, MTD? 12 jobs. You need to walk in Jacob's bedroom and say, listen, son, I've had 3 jobs my whole life.
I don't think
MTD's counting like delivering phone books with me or selling sweaters.
I'd quit jobs if you farted funny. I'd just be like, I'm out. Like, that ain't for me.
But this guy's literally punching people out in the mall. First off, he would be on Inside Edition, right? Like, local, like, man beats guy up at mall. Like, that's happening. Yeah. Like, I know this is here's the problem with this movie. I don't even know what time we're in this movie. I don't know if we're in the 90s, we're in 2000s. Even if we're in the 90s, he's on a current affair. Something's happening. They're showing video surveillance of him beating this guy to a pulp. He's got a mugshot. He's going to jail. End of movie. He's not even getting the gig at Five Nights at Freddy's. I don't understand why it's 5 nights. Is he there for 5 nights? I don't even understand that.
Yeah, the timeline's like very weird because like they're like, I guess it could still be like, but they're like Five Nights at Freddy's. They say this movie is really popular in the 80s. And the Freddy's he goes to work at has been closed for only a few years. So it's like, are we just coming out of the 80s? Is it 90s?
I feel like a guy wrote this and they're like, what are you calling it? And he's like, I don't know, Stuck at Freddy's. They're like, no. Five Nights at Freddy's sounds so good. Oh, bro, Five Nights at Freddy's, man. And then he's like, but there's never in the movie, it doesn't, like, I would think in this movie, it would show, like, day one. And we see what happens on day one. Day two. And on the fifth night, it's a war between him and these stupid furries. That's what I would think.
There's nothing
alluding to Five Nights. And in the sequel, why is it Five Nights at Freddy's 2? They're not 5 more nights.
I don't think I guess true, because it's just called Freddy's. It's not called Five Nights.
Freddy Fazbear.
Yeah.
It's not even just called Freddy's. So why are we... Five Nights at Freddy's is so catchy. It's a catchy title, but it has nothing to do with the movie.
Oh, I mean, maybe it was done in 5 nights. The first one was.
He was only there for 5 nights.
The first one.
You know that for a fact. It said that in the movie. Did I miss that? Was I sleeping?
Well, I didn't say that in the movie. I'm just assuming.
You're assuming. It needs to say it. I need to see like that.
No, hold on. I'm stopping you right there. I'm your friend. I'm calling you out on your lie you just told. Because we recently just did a movie to where very important information was at the beginning that we must have read to understand it, and you blew right by it. So
we didn't blow by anything in this movie.
But I'm saying even if they would have put something up, you would have been like, we don't need that. And fast forward
we would have seen it. Look, it's minimal reading, Jacob. It would have been like looking at your name right there going, okay, Jacob, I want a refund. It would say night one. That's all we're going to see. I need to see it's night one.
Okay, true. Yes, I'm with you on that.
That's all I need to see, night one. And then it goes to night two. And we see this progress into a horror. Like, it gets worse each night. We don't see that. Five Nights at Freddy's, just a catchy title, has nothing to do with the movie.
You know, like, but here's the thing. Like, about this movie and the main movie, the whole thing behind the Five Nights at Freddy's, I feel like me and you just missed the boat because this was like... This was really aimed at our generation because it's trying to play back
no
on.
No way.
Yes,
no
because way. Think about it. It's trying to play off the whole, like, when these were big, and that was in the early 80s, going towards late 80s, like the Chuck E. Cheese's.
They did nothing in this movie to appeal to us.
But I'm saying that's what they were going after, is this whole, like, circus, up here, our big one was Circus Pizza. Was really up in the north. You had Chuck E. Cheese, which is a more bigger brand. I'm sure you had your own thing down in North Carolina. Like, those don't exist anymore. So that whole Five Nights at Freddy genre is after our generation that grew up with having those places with the animatronic bands that you thought were the most creepy things in the world, but yet they were amazing. Like,
I mean, MTD loves to go to Chuck E. Cheese even now. He listens to the band there. He plays the games. He's by himself a lot of times. He's got the wristband.
The circus band was so much better than Chuck E. Cheese.
He says, no. MTD, do you remember taking me to Showbiz Pizza? I was trying to explain this to Jacob, and we're both explaining the same restaurant, just different names, about the pizza and then playing vids.
Yeah, I mean, no, I don't care what place you went to.
Charlotte.
See, he doesn't even remember where he took you.
He's in an advanced age. I don't blame him.
Here's the thing. Circus, look it up. Animatronic band, best in the land. It was something, the connections, and way better than Chuck E. Cheese, way better than this weird place you're talking about, North Carolina.
Showbiz Pizza? Oh, my God.
Circus right Pizza now. And the band at Circus Pizza, way better. Way better.
I'm looking it up. Circus Pizza is the current... Oh, this is bringing me to Circus... It was Showbiz Pizza. It was the same thing. We're talking the same thing.
No, is it? Is it the same band? What was the band?
Showbiz Pizza is Showbiz Pizza.
What's the band?
Billy Bob Stage. It was Billy Bob.
No.
Circus Pizza was a Minnesota-based chain founded in 1988.
Yep.
Pizza featured the Rockafire Explosion.
Yeah.
Bumper the Clown. Okay.
But they were not... The band, the animatronic. Anyways.
Okay. And they, okay, all locations, they took over where Showbiz Pizza was. So you had Showbiz up here, which,
but it was
Showbiz had, I love how we're fighting over this.
But it's that dumb. Just proves how much Circus was better that it shut down Showbiz. I mean, you know what's funny though?
What?
Circus, you're not wrong, because Circus Pizza's logo was pretty much the same thing. Like, that was the logo.
Yeah. The mascot for Showbiz was Billy Bob, an overall clad hillbilly bear.
Yeah.
It was founded in Missouri. And, I mean, it made it. Oh, gosh, it was so much fun, that place. Oh.
So that's what I'm saying. You're still going to disagree with me that this was not made to kind of be in our world. Like, I get they're trying to go out there, a new generation, but it was this call back to the time of going there. Like, you'd go there, enjoy some crappy pizza that you thought was the best pizza, and then listen to an amazing band that was not that amazing, because they're just singing like, they're singing like 80s songs like Madonna as these animatronic animals to little kids.
Do you want to hear the saddest flex of all time from me? This memory just came back to me.
I do.
My last ever visit to a Showbiz Pizza, I remember it.
Did MTV leave you there?
I don't know where he was. We had a team function there. And we all went there as a team. I was on a team. I can't remember what team it was. But I love movies back then, and I've talked on here a lot about getting the HBO book in the mail and reading what movies are coming out and making sure I had viewing time for the nude scenes. So I remember clear as a bell, the year's 1990. I'm sitting there with my teammates and I'm like, this is the worst flex of all time. You know what I'm doing tonight? They're like, what are you doing? I said, I'm going home. I'm watching Rocky V. It's debuting on HBO tonight. And I'm like, it's going to be so good, man. Rocky V is going to be amazing. It sucked. That's a terrible flex, Jacob. Come on now. What kid's bragging about going home to watch Rocky V? Because I had already picked it out in my book. I knew when it was debuting. I knew when it was dropping.
Yes.
I was ready.
I have a follow-up question, though. How old were you in 1990?
I was 11.
Okay, that's you're safe.
Oh, I was legally able to watch Rocky V. It's a PG movie.
Oh, no, I didn't care about Rocky V. I just want to know how old you were, and you were still going to basically
Showbiz Pizza?
Chuck E. Cheese, yes.
Oh, yeah. But they had more adult games there. it was not just totally kidified. Little, it was more for the tweens. It wasn't for the babies.
That's true. I mean, they still had like arcade games and all that stuff. Yeah.
Okay, Jacob, you, me, and MTD, if we were all 12 or 13 at the same time, okay, we would go to Showbiz Pizza or Circus Pizza. And yeah, we would be scouring out the chicks in this place. That would be like a meetup spot for us.
So let me get this straight. So we're single. Okay. We're single.
Yeah, we're all the same age.
Okay. And we're all the same age. And your thought is, you're like, I'm going to pretend I'm you right now. Okay.
Yeah.
You'd be like, MTD, and Jacob, like, let's go. I got an idea.
Let's do it.
Just hear me out.
I'm listening.
It's going to be a great time. Okay. And we're going to have fun. And we're going to meet chicks, okay?
Oh, only nines and tens. Going to a nightclub or what? We're going to
nines and tens.
Or?
Nines and tens. And here's the thing.
Nines and tens. Wow, Brad, you're really setting this high. Nines and tens.
And there's
only like tens, Jake. Brad, you don't only like tens.
There's foods. There's food.
I like food. I like music. Food. I've never turned down a hot dog.
Music and chicks.
Okay. I mean, where are we going? Are we going to a festival? Are we going to a concert? Like, what are we doing?
Circus Pizza. It's gonna be fun, guys. Like,
do chicks play Vince, Brad?
Yeah, they're with their kids, and we could come in and
saying we could check out moms.
I mean, there may be some single moms.
Why would a single mom want you, Brad?
Because you would be relating with the kids as you're playing video games with them.
Yeah, it'd be another kid she has to babysit.
Or in jail. I mean, whatever comes first.
She can go to jail. Okay, I get your point. We're not getting chicks at Circus Pizza.
They're like, come on now.
We're going to be bragging about Rocky V while we're playing the punch game.
We wouldn't even get through the door. We would get to the thing because nowadays, and way long ago, they started where like you had to get your hand stamped and state your reason why you're coming into Chuck E. Cheese or this place. So me, you, and MTD, when you get through the door, we get up to the thing and they're like, why are you here? And you're like, I'm here to pick up chicks. And they'd be like,
wait, are we 11? They would let us come in to pick up chicks at 11.
We're 11 picking up chicks?
That's what we were doing. We were 11 in this scenario.
Oh, I thought we were like 45. Like, we're going like our ages right now. In the Circus Pizza trying to pick up women.
No. I went to Circus Pizza and I looked for chicks when I was 11 or 12. Not now. We're not.
I'm playing the scenario like we're like, our age is down. You're sending us to Circus Pizza to pick up chicks.
No, I'm saying we're all the same age. We're all 12. We're all hanging out. And I'm like, I guess we could get moms. You were going with that. And you're like, maybe in jail. I'm thinking the mom's in jail, not us.
No, I'm talking about us. Number one, if I'm going to Circus Pizza at 11 years old, I ain't worried about no chicks. I want tokens. I want to be in that the hurricane machine where you're trying to collect cash to get more tickets to buy cool prizes. That's what I'm worried about.
Did you get the prizes to give to the chicks?
No, I'm getting the prizes for me.
MTD is awfully quiet on this scenario. Okay, now back to your scenario. I'm gonna be the person at Chuck E. Cheese, and you come in as me and you and MTD. Hello, sir. What brings you into Chuck E. Cheese today?
And he's like, I'm listening. Well, here's the thing. I heard this is a great place to come and find ladies.
Are you being me right now?
Yeah, this is you. I'm looking for the chicks, and I heard from yonder over that there's nines and tens here just for the picking.
We've got three pervs and Chuck E. Cheese. We need to have them arrested. We can't go in there looking for chicks now at our age, but at 11 or 12, we could scour for the chicks.
You could. It is plausible.
But think about it. In your little boy brain, finding a chick that loves vids back at 12 would have been a jackpot.
Yes. Oh, yeah. 100%. Yeah.
I mean, that's the girl you want. The one that's like, hey, let's play some Madden. You're like, okay. You know what I'm saying? Like, my wife does not like video games.
I think, so though, nowadays you can find that. I think our day, that never existed. There was no such thing as a girl that liked video games. No.
But it only exists today because society has told kids they need to stay in the house in front of a screen. Back when we were growing up, you got your punishment was go outside. Now it's like, you know, your punishment was your punishment was stay indoors. Now it's like punishment is you got to go outside. Kids are like, I don't want to go outside. I'm playing vids.
But see, for me, even I enjoyed video games back as a kid, but it was fun not to just do it there. It was to go to the arcade and you went and hung out with people.
Yeah. The arcade was amazing. So. I did like my favorite game in arcade was, oh my gosh, it was a helicopter
Barbie's
game.
Dream World?
No, it was a helicopter game.
Yeah, you had to go rescue the people.
No, you just flew over and you just shot things constantly.
Okay.
What was that? It wasn't like Airwolf. It was.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Well, that was a good game, too.
Arcade, because that was the greatest game. Anyways, as you're looking that up. So, yeah. So the dude gets this job and he turns it down. But his aunt is about to take his sister, and his aunt is this rich person. But he's like, no, the daughter hates the aunt. So he's like, I better take this job or I'm going to lose her. So he ends up calling the guy back up and he's like, I'll take your overnight job. And he finds the most sweetest, kind person in the world who basically babysits for free and is now going to babysit all night long. Like she has no social life whatsoever for no pay for free.
And red flag. A chick wants to be around your kid that much. Something's up.
True. Or she's trying to get a date with the guy. Either way.
Or she's stealing from you. Tiger Healy is my game.
Yeah, yeah.
Tiger Healy was an amazing game.
Great
by
game.
The way.
1941 was also a great game.
That was a good game.
That was a where you're the plane doing basically the same thing, just shooting a bunch of things. Anyways.
Yeah.
So, but you quickly learn that the girl's actually got ulterior motive because she's actually working for the aunt, trying to find ways to make the guy, which is funny, by the way, back to our first point, to find him as a criminal or in bad activity, which he does on his own really well. So I don't know why they needed to set him up with anything because he should have lost the kid and be in jail from the first 3 minutes of the movie.
100%. Like, I don't understand why the aunt's having to like pay these kids to do this crap. And it's really weird to me. But again, none of this movie makes any sense. He's flashing back in his dreams, which you, me, and Max watch this together. Best part of the movie is flashbacks, honestly. And
yes.
I don't understand this. He was a little boy. His parent, do they have another kid? Like, I'm confused. This kid's so much younger than him. He's at least 20-something years older than this kid, it feels like.
Right. And then basically the parents kill themselves eventually. So they have.
Did they kill themselves? Is that what happened?
Yeah.
That they answered that? Where was I at?
They overdosed or they, yeah. They're dead.
Hold on. How do you know this? I don't remember this part.
They talk about it.
Oh, MTD said my coughs are loud. I need to mute myself when I cough.
Be better, bro.
I don't remember that. I don't remember that. I don't remember hearing that.
You were sleeping
at that
point.
Because I was confused. I'm like, I didn't sleep. I was like, where is the parents? Why? I figured they were dead because this boy is raising them. But anyway.
I think we've set an official record here, by the way.
What?
I think we've gone like 40 minutes without barely touching this movie.
Oh, my gosh. So let's speed this thing up then. So
basically, the daughter, or not, we'll get there. So this police officer shows up while he's working as they find out that he's, the place gets broken into. She finds his pills that he's just basically self-medicating and sleeping on the job. So then he loses his babysitter because all of a sudden when they break in to rob the place or smash up the place, guess what happens? The animatronics come alive and you finally meet who they are. They kill everybody. So now he no longer has a babysitter. So now the daughter must come to the place. And she becomes friends with the walking animatronic bear.
Okay, so the first scene of the movie, we get to see a security guard get killed by these guys, right?
And yes, the very beginning.
We go another solid 45 minutes with no action. And it is so boring. It is like...
And even then...
watching paint dry.
You don't really get much action. You just see that they do some quick killing, which they don't really get into it graphically or anything like that. And then you're, that lasts about 30 seconds. And then you're back to no killing again, because now the daughter, the sister comes along, and it's just that now they're best pals and friends. And
well, I think the best kill was the babysitter when they pull her body apart and it's like,
oh, that's right. Yes.
That was a good kill.
Yeah. But
the problem again with this movie is they're trying to make this where kids like my child can come see this in the theater.
Correct.
They need to make this a hard R. It's got to be a hard R. And I think it would be a lot better, honestly.
Yeah, for the graphic wise of it, yeah. So she becomes friends with this. The funniest scene in the movie, which shouldn't be funny, is when the girl becomes friend. The police officer shows up, the girl cop, and you learn that she knew all along that these things were alive and moving and blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, I got a lot of issues there. We'll get into her in the second one.
And then the sister walks up, and she's about to help one of the bunny people play their guitar. And she's like, don't touch that. And the girl gets shot across the room because she gets electrocuted.
Well, that's funny. But what if that cop girl was like a 4? Would he even interest have her in the place much? He'd be like, hey, I'm security in here. You need to leave.
I think she would, no, but he has no choice. She's a police officer, so he's got to let her in. Like,
is she really, though? Because I don't see her ever doing police officer work. And she's a terrible cop. She's a terrible cop. She lets him drive the cop car.
She does. So we basically speed run through this. He's like, don't come. She's like, don't come back here no more. Cause things start getting too crazy. They, like Brad said in the very beginning, they build this awesome fort and have this lovely moment together where they're all looking up at the ceiling and the fort. Then we fast forward. So we can talk about the second movie into this too. So we fast forward. And you learn the big twist of the movie that her dad is the big murderer and that her dad was the one that killed his brother. And he has his own little funny suit that we learn that he used to take children that he killed and he made these bears to hide the children's body in. And now they possess the bears and daddy comes along in his own suit.
Wouldn't those bears stink?
That was always my thought. They would for a while. I guess no more because they're just bones at this point.
I mean, really a good hiding spot, though, for murdering. You put them in, like, a costume at Chuck E. Cheese.
And
no cops are looking. The smell's going to be bad. They're going to be like, man, this pizza smells like butt. I don't understand this. It's weird. But he's the guy that put him there.
Yeah.
And I think when he said his name at the beginning, I think he was like, I got to have this guy here because I took his brother. I want to kill him, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Because then what happens is the animatronic people turn on the sister because they were going to put her in her own little suit. And they have these like body clamps that smash into you to hold you into the suit. But they stop her. But then the guy learns that the whole time the cop, that was her dad. And she was keeping secrets and she wasn't telling the truth. And boo hoo, wah wah, cry cry. And then the animatronics, they draw a picture because they relate to pictures. So the sister draws a picture of really that the bunny man is really bad and he killed them all. So now they remember this and they attack and kill the bunny man and drag him off as his suit starts closing in on him. And that ends movie one.
And then Jacob and I were like, you know what? One was bad. Let's go two.
Actually, as I recall, you started number two, and I was like, oh, I don't know. You're like, we don't have to do this. And I'm like, yeah, we do. You already started it. And it was like 30 seconds in.
Max got up, and he was like, I'm going to go stairs for a second. And I'm like, yeah,
He never came back.
He's like, I went up there. You're not coming. He's like, Dad, the first one was so boring. I can't sit through another one.
He goes.
So we're back. She's not a cop anymore. I'm assuming she's not a cop. We never see her in a cop costume.
But they never say if she is or not.
Again, that's the problem with this movie. You never know anything. It says 20 years later, but it looks like the same. I'm confused.
It is very confusing. Yeah.
Because it starts out at a different Freddy's.
Well, this
with,
is...
With Lazy River in it to yes. ride boats. Which so I would... One, Jacob and I would love that, by the way.
That would be amazing. Yeah, this one starts in the 80s The movie starts off in the 80s to a girl who's just patiently sitting by the machine or by the stage because she wants to see this one particular act and doesn't want to miss it. And she doesn't relate to the other kids. The police officer lady as a girl is trying to tell her to come hang out there, but she's like, nah, I don't want to miss this.
Hold on. What girl her age is that into Freddy's animatronic band? There's a problem in there. There right? is.
The marionette.
Oh, my God.
She relates to the marionette. So then she spots something and has to go investigate. And the police officer, whose dad is the killer, she's like, no, don't go back there. Don't do it. And she does it anyways. She sees the dad about to kill this boy. She saves the boy, but she gets stabbed and then she falls in the pit. And guess who picks her up? The marionette. And then we go back to our real time that we're supposed to be in.
Which I don't know what we kept saying. What year are we in here? I'm confused. What year?
So now this takes place and it's supposed to be the original Freddy's. So we're supposed to believe that the cop's dad built the Freddy franchise. Like he was the one that created all the animatronics. He built the Freddy franchise.
He's got to be worth a ton of money, right?
You would think so, but he's also a mass murderer.
But he's paying the power bill constantly.
True.
True. I don't understand why this place is not condemned.
Because we did discuss in the first movie, you find out that the guy who hired the security guard is actually the dad of the police officer who killed his brother. Yet he's hiring security guards to watch his Freddy franchise. Blah 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 blah. Yeah.
I'm so confused. Okay, anyway.
It is. Dumb. The most bonkers thing is, here's the thing. Let me tell you, fans, that all of you that have stuck around now through this venture through Freddy's, is movie number two is exactly movie number one, except for we just add in a marionette. Nothing really changes, except for the marionette now, because we're trying to make it more horrified of a movie. It's like a possession. That controls everything and is trying to wipe everybody off or seek revenge on the people that hurt her back in the day when they let her die in the arms of the marionette.
But the problem is she's going out. We need to see these people torturing her as a kid, kind of like Carrie, right? Yeah. Like we need to see that.
There's no
she just
bias.
Starts picking. There's no, she's just picking randos out to the watchers.
Correct.
And she's like, you're going to die. And right. Then I'm like, I guess that lady made, she's like, you won't let me play the game. I'm like, let high school go or let middle school go, man. Like, this is weird.
The silliest thing about this movie, okay? I don't know how this works. I'm not an expert in the areas, okay? But this marionette person who possesses thing is possessing the animatronics. It's not the ghost kids, because these are different animatronics now. These are the OGs. These are not the ones from the original Freddy. They come later. But she controls them. However, as a demon possessing things, she still needs the capability of Wi-Fi. That they can't function just being possessed and moved. They can be shut down by cutting off the Wi-Fi, as we learned.
But they don't have Wi-Fi back then. That's what was confusing to me. We didn't have Wi-Fi. We have Wi-Fi in the 90s.
Apparently they did.
You had to log in with a you connect to the phone line.
So there you go. So they tried to save the day by cutting off the Wi-Fi, which they do. But then she possesses them again without the Wi-Fi. So it really makes no absolute sense whatsoever.
And the girl from Ghostbusters, the star of Ghostbusters, is in this movie.
She is.
For like 2 minutes. Yeah. I don't even know why she did this. She was like, I got to get on that Freddy business, man. Freddy franchise.
She was investigating the original Freddy's and then was the one that was attacked by the marionette, was now used by the marionette.
Again, what were they doing videos for? That YouTube was not around. So who are they making this video for?
That's a great question. But it was 20 years later. So if we're going off the timeline from the first one, that was 19. That's what's so confusing about the show. Are they saying 20 years from the 80s when the original one happened or 20 years from when they were at the original Freddy's? No one knows.
Okay. Five Nights at Freddy's 2. What? This can't be. Hold on. The movie. I'm looking. 2002 is the year it takes place.
So there's
they didn't
Wi-Fi.
Have YouTube. Was there Wi-Fi YouTube? In 2000? No, YouTube was not around in 02.
Yeah, it was.
No, Jake, I promise you.
I promise
YouTube
you.
YouTube year created. February 14th, 2005 was when YouTube was created.
See, like I said.
So who are they filming this for? Where are they putting this? I don't understand it.
You could still put it on the internet. You just didn't have YouTube. You could still put videos on the internet.
Do you understand how long it would take to upload a video to the internet in 2002?
Sure. It's commitment.
These kids, they act like they're YouTube kids, but they're not. I don't understand this. It's weird to me.
Maybe
this whole thing is stupid. Make it in 2009, and then it's real. I'm like, oh, these are YouTube kids, man.
Would it make it more real, though?
No, it'd make it really sucky, just like the rest of this crap. So now we get this. I mean, listeners, we promise you. Well, okay, we do meet Newman from Seinfeld. He's a mean science teacher, and she wants to put a robot in the science fair. He's like, "No, your robot sucks." Then she actually brings Chica, the animatronic, which I don't understand. It'd be like me just bringing in something, Ronald McDonald going, look, I created this. No, you didn't.
Who's wearing undies?
Yeah, who's wearing undies at the time? It's weird that Chica's in panties. It's weird. But then Chica's like, I'm going to go see what's going on inside his head. And she, of course, goes back there and kills him. And
but this is the original Chica, not the Chica from the first movie.
Yes, the original or whatever. I don't know. So now we're in this final battle. They got to get rid of these. These animatronics are no good. And you see the guy who likes to punch people out. He's like going back to the original from the first movie. He's like, please, guys, she needs your help. Come to life. Come to life, child. And lo and behold, she's about to get it. Who comes knocking on that door at that house? It's those animatronics.
Right. Right. Stupid.
How did they get there? Did they ride an Uber?
But here's
did
what's funny. Yeah, you're right. So the original ones come to save the day, right? And then they die because they weren't made to last outside of Freddy. So this possessed animatronics, they have limitations on what they can do.
And the only thing that puts the marionette to sleep is a music box, which is stupid.
Stupid, yes.
We get a cameo from the guy from Scream, I guess, because Matthew Lillard's in it. He's like, I gotta be in this movie too. And he gets in this. Goodness. Billy Loomis.
Yeah.
Is that his name? Billy? No, yeah. Billy. Was it Billy Loomis? Yeah.
Yeah, it was both of them.
And I was like, that's the guy. Man, he looks rough, by the way, listeners. He does not. He looks old. So we get this, and then they die. But lo and behold, the marionette wakes up and possesses the cop chick.
Yep. Yes.
MTD says this sounds like the worst movie.
You're ever. Not far off, MTD. Or it could be gold. We don't know yet. Yeah. And then, so the originals, or not the originals, the ones from the first movie, they were the only thing keeping the serial killer bunny animatronic at bay. But now they're gone. And then there was an end credit, because you need that for the second movie so that we can ensure that a third movie is coming.
What was the end credit? I can't remember. I'm.
Oh, what was the end credit? I don't remember either. We watched it.
It was stupid.
Wasn't it just showing it was just showing him and his eyeball turns on. It was showing the bunny guy.
Oh my gosh! Yes.
And his eyeball turns on, like starts flickering on, like he's.
So he's gonna. Here's what three is gonna consist of. He's gonna come alive, and it's gonna be daddy versus daughter.
100%, it will be, yes.
And it's gonna be Jacob and Brad versus the movie theater, because it's gonna really be hard. It's gonna be so hard for me to want to go watch this movie. Jacob, what is harder in your heart right now, to go watch Five Nights at Freddy's 3 or Strangers Chapter 3?
Oh, I would say Stranger 3, because it's going to be a longer movie.
No, I would rather watch Strangers. Here's the thing about Strangers 3. Hard R.
Sure.
You're gonna get some murders. You can get some murdering.
Really? Because we went through the second movie, there wasn't a whole lot of murder.
Okay, but there was a little bit. But in Five Nights at Freddy's, you're gonna get a lot of Matthew Lillard overacting.
Yeah, it's true. I don't know.
Really, man. Hamming up the scene, man.
I'm like, not looking forward to either or.
Yeah, me either. Jacob, you got any one-star reviews for any of these movies?
I do. I got a couple, and I'm only going to do a couple. This is pretty funny if you get the reference, and we're going to test Brad and his movie knowledge, okay? Well, I got three. This one is not the one I'm talking about. This one just goes, so should I just assume the game is as boring as this movie? That's a fair question. Here's this one. Do yourself a favor and watch the proper Freddy. Freddy Got Fingered.
Should we do that on this pod?
I knew you'd know what it was. We should.
Oh, that's a Tom Green. I wouldn't tell that to the theater, by the way.
And then someone...
Could you imagine if I did that to MTD? Oh my gosh, man. He would hate me so much.
Daddy, like, would you like some sausage? Daddy, would you like some sausages?
MTD, Freddy Got Fingered is Tom Green... And
he just tortures his dad the whole entire movie.
He tortures his dad constantly. If that movie was made today, he would be making AI photos of his dad constantly.
He was. It's you and MTD's life, basically.
Yeah, except one big difference. MTD, or he gets mad because his dad won't let him do something. If I remember right.
Yeah.
So he makes this claim that his dad
does
molested
bad things, yes. No, did his bad brother, things with a finger. Not him, to his brother. Yeah.
Oh, to his brother. Yeah. Yes. So his dad's like, what have you done? Like, right. It's a funny movie, man. It's so stupid.
All right.
Can we do that on this show?
I don't know.
We should just watch that movie, you and me, and not do it on the show.
And then this is the last one I have because it's a very important question, and it's a fair question that should have been answered. So if the animatronics are possessed by the ghost of the dead kids and have the remains inside them, you follow along so far? You agree with me?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Then what the crap is in the cupcake?
Yeah, what is in the cupcake? I was thinking that.
That is a fair review, a bad review of what the fair question.
Okay, I've got one. I'm just going to read one today because this movie's...
Yeah.
You got to be kidding me giving this a positive review. Stupid movie written by stupid writers who figure kids are too stupid to care about the stupid plot. So many terrible actors, terrible plots, horrible writing. I want to scream copyright infringement rather than say it's a homage to Freddy Krueger by giving the now pointless on-screen marionette Edward Scissorhand gloves and throwing in the name Elm Street. Why bother? This garbage is not fit to pay homage or even try to give a nod to another popular Freddy. God forbid there's ever a crossover of any kind.
Yeah.
This person just says, you're not a writer, Scott Cawthon.
Wow.
I like how they're making it personable. And you're fat.
They were taking it personal.
Yeah, they're like, I watched Freddy. These people are hardcore Freddy fans, I'm sure. They played the video games.
Yeah.
You and I have no dog in the fight.
Nope.
We don't care. Jacob, movie torture, movie gold. Just do the first one. Movie torture, movie gold.
Absolute torture.
Okay. It's torture. I'm going with you. It's movie torture, first one. Movie torture, movie gold, second one.
Double torture, because they tried to be scary and it wasn't. It was...
They tried to what? Did you freeze up on me? Wait. Oh, they tried to be scary.
I said double torture because they tried to be scary. They failed at that too.
Okay, I'm going to give this one double torture also, but if I had to choose to watch one, I think the second one is better. It's better because we don't have to worry about the backstories, right? I mean, I'm going to. If you're like, gun to head, Brad, you got to watch one Five Nights at Freddy's, I'm saying give me the sequel. Let's go.
But the fact that you're trying to convince yourself is already saying how bad that movie is.
This movie is not Joker too bad. It's not. Neither one of these. Like, Jacob and I have watched Joker 2 and Red One back to back, and that is hardcore insanity. This was not that terrible, but is a crappy way to watch to spend your Christmas.
4 hours of our Christmas.
My wife's like, I guess he's not coming back upstairs. I guess he's down there with Jacob. She made us cookies, by the way, listeners. She did. We do get cookies. It's like we have middle school hangouts.
We do.
MTD it said that's sad.
It is sad,
so
MTD. Sad.
It's so sad. It's so sad, man. Like, what are we watching tonight? We're watching Five Nights at Freddy's. I will say, Blumhouse, you know, a contributor to our network and our show, Blumhouse, a year ago was like, have you seen Five Nights at Freddy's? It's a great Blum, man. It's a great Blum. You got to watch it. I don't understand. I don't think we need to really question Blumhouse's critiques of Blum. Blumhouse Trent, because I don't understand how he could think this movie was good.
But could we call him Blumhouse if he didn't think it was good? I mean, he is following his character.
He's a hater of Blum, but he does like this movie. But yet he doesn't watch Black Phone, which I think is the best Blum.
Agreed. Agreed.
Well, there you have it. For MTD, for Jacob. Sorry, listeners, I've been coughing a lot tonight. I think it's the dry weather we have up here in Minnesota right now.
This movie.
For MTD, for Jacob, my name is Brad. We will see you next time on Movie Torture.